Steve Sladke, Historic Preservation Advisory Commission, William Kerwin and Roxy James, to the Planning Board, Dawn Corcoran, Class 2, and Michael Foster, Presiding Municipal Court Judge Spiro Kalambakis.
Thank you. We'll now move to number 9.
We have to take a vote on that? No, that's all appointments.
Number 9 is open to the public for the comments regarding the items on the consent agenda items only. So we will now open to the public for any items for the consent agenda items. For each public comment portion for remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. So we're now opening the public portion for the remote attendees.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Okay, that's closed. Close the public portion for remote attendees, and we will now open it for the in-person attendees. Anyone wishing to speak on consent agenda items only, please come up at this time, state your name and address, and know you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
D.A. Curtis Avenue.
Welcome.
Happy New Year's, people.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Gustav.
I'm glad I have an audience. Happy New Year's to you. The Planning Board of Property Maintenance. How come I don't
Excuse
hear
me.
From them, people?
This is for the consent agenda items now. Anything? Do you have anything on the consent agenda?
It's item H, and I wanted do something with the Property Maintenance Planning Board, which is non-existent. This is the sixth year I've been complaining about ordinance violations pertaining to residents and the township. My complaint is non-existent.
That for the public portion, your next public portion. This is the consent agenda item.
Sir, this is about the appointments. These are
what
appointments.
What is the Board of Property Maintenance going to do for us?
It's people that were appointed to that position.
Nothing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion for the consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. Do I have a motion for the consent agenda?
So I'm going to read the names just because we're doing all the appointments tonight. Okay. Thank you. So the appointment of Jennifer Johnson as Deputy Municipal Clerk, appointments of Jennifer Johnson and Deputy Registrar as Deputy Registrar and Bunty Sood as Alternate Deputy Registrar of Vital Statistics, Sharon Carmichael, Stacey Lopez, Shia Mala, I apologize for my pronunciation, Murala Krishnan and Manuela Patoya to the Cultural Arts Advisory Commission, Crystal Anderson, Kevin Mayers, and Steve Sladke to the Health Advisory Commission, Frank Uren and Joanna Drennan to the Housing and Community Development Advisory Committee, Evelyn Hartman, Cindy Galley, Paula Cazzarelli, and Christopher Iravondo to the Library Board of Trustees, Animal Control Solutions as Certified Animal Control Officer, and Sean Morelli as Animal Cruelty Investigator, Joanna Drennan, Henry Kenny, and William Kerwin to the Property Maintenance Board of Appeals, Dawn Corcoran as Municipal Housing Liaison for Affordable Housing Program, Gabrielle Cahill to the Planning Board as a Class 3 member. Rahim Hashmi, Michelle Lombardi, Youssef Nasir, Helen Perillo, and Sharon Carmichael to the Public Relations Advisory Commission. Teresa Douglas, Dennis Espinosa, Aaron Gibbs, Darius Griffin, Rico Hernandez, Pat Morgan, Frank Erin, Abba Anyeni, and Kapil Shah to the Recreation Advisory Commission. Catherine Riss and Jeffrey Tillery to the Rent Leveling Board. Karen O'Donnell, Rosemary Picudo, Antonio Abano, Joyce Coles, and Joan Ventriglia to the Senior Citizen Advisory Commission. Paula Cazzarelli, Veronica Klein, and Linda Hill to the Senior Citizens Housing Board of Trustees. Roy Oreggio to the Zoning Board of Adjustment. Robert G. Kenny Esquire as Supervising Prosecutor. Michael Colacci Esquire and John Kozinski Esquire as Township Prosecutors. Paula Cazzarelli as Public Agency Compliance Officer. John Wisniewski Esquire and James Harding Esquire as Public Defenders. Sparrow Kalambakis as Municipal Court Judge. Angela Dos Santos as Deputy Municipal Court Administrator. Christopher Yotis, Kenneth Schultz, Thomas Przybulski, Brad Stover, Joseph Quigley, and Christian Young as Special Police Officers, and Jonathan Misrahi as the CDBG Township Certifying Agent Fund Administrator.
Can we have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
Motion.
Second.
Can we please have a roll call?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael? Yes. Councilmember Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the consent agenda passes. We'll now move to number 11, which is the oath of office to all of the appointees. So everyone, please come up, grab a Bible, and we'll do the oath of office for everyone together.
Like everybody's group hug here. Yeah. And we're going to try to make this as painless as possible. So can everybody please raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, and state your name, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and in this state, under the authority of the people, that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office, and state your office name. Okay. Just the way we love it in Piscataway, according to the best of my ability. Okay, congratulations, everybody.
Now get to work in 2026.
If I may, we're going to have everybody's oaths. If you can go to the clerk's office, we'll get here. I'll hand it. Yeah.
That. Okay, let me call. Well, you can't do it after the meeting. How you doing?
Happy New Year.
Thank you for coming out.
Oh, happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
You come work.
We will. Yeah.
Congratulations, everyone. We're now going to move into the next portion of our meeting. Okay, number 12 is an ordinance first reading, amending chapter 21, zoning, section 6, general regulations. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending chapter 21, zoning, section 6, general regulations, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 20th day of January 2026. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Have any questions from council regarding this? I have an offer.
Offer.
Can I have a second? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Uren.
Yes.
Council President Lombardi.
Yes, and the first reading passes. 13 is an ordinance first reading, amending chapter 7, traffic, section 26, turn prohibitions, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending chapter 7, traffic, section 26, turn prohibitions, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 20th day of January 2026. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do we have any questions?
Offer, Councilman Uren.
Go ahead, Raj.
This is just that the Wawa left turn going into and out of the Wawa. The planning board had already put that restriction in there in the planning board approval. However, people are still doing it, so this is so that we can enforce and ticket people. So we're going to make sure that the Wawa puts up those signs.
This is going left into red. Yeah.
Thank you for that clarification. Can we have an offer? I think Councilman Uren. We have a second.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Uren.
Yes.
Council President Lombardi.
Yes, and first reading passes. 14th is an ordinance first reading, fully funded $1,235,000 for various sewer utility improvements. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you read the ordinance, please?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Appropriating $1,235,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund to provide for various sewer utility improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 20th day of January 2026. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Cahill.
Second, Dennis.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Uren.
Yes.
Council President Lombardi.
Yes. 15th is an ordinance first reading, fully funded $3,915,374 and $3 million from Capital Surplus Fund and $915,374 from Capital Improvement Fund, various capital improvements, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Appropriating $3,915,374, $3 million of which is from the Capital Surplus Fund and $915,374 of which is from the Capital Improvement Fund to provide for various capital improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway and the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 20th day of January 2026. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do we have any questions from council? Seeing none, can I have an offer?
Offer, Carmichael.
Second, Leibowitz.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Espinosa.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Uren.
Yes.
Council President Lombardi.
Yes. First reading passes. We'll move to number 16, which is the announcements and comments from our officials. So our council members, Gabrielle Cahill.
Thank you, Council President. I just want to wish everyone a very happy 2026. I'm looking forward to serving the town again this year in hopes that we really do have a great year as a community and as a board and working with my colleagues. So happy new year, everyone.
Sharon Carmichael.
Thank you, Madam President. First, I want to thank President or former President Dennis Espinosa for his skillful leadership of the council for the last year. And congratulations to Michelle Lombardi, who moves into the presidential role. I know you do a great job. You always do. And thank you all for your vote of confidence for me as Vice President. And everyone have a great, happy, prosperous new year. Thank you.
Dennis Espinosa.
Thank you, President. Congratulations to you. You always do a hell of a job. So Thank you. And of course, congratulations to you, Vice President Carmichael. I know you'll do a great job as well. It's kind of weird kind of being in third because I always had to be last time. So I actually get to speak to everyone. So again, like everyone says, Happy New Year. May we have a great and continue making Piscataway great, a place to live. And also just want to remind everybody, of course, that the free clinic, the first session is going to be in January 31st. So get those, our pets over there. It's going to be with last names beginning through A through K. And then the next one's in February. So.
Yeah, I might need special dispensation for somebody because I might not be around early enough to take my dog that day.
I'm pretty sure you can find someone. Thank you.
Laura Leibowitz.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. It's funny to think this is my first full year on this board, and I really have learned so much, and look forward to continuing to serve the residents of the town. Looking out on this full house, I'm really grateful to have raised my children here, worked in our school district, and now serving so many amazing residents of this town. And looking forward to continuing to do so. Happy New Year.
Sarah Rashid.
First of all, congratulations to the president and the vice president. And congratulations to all of you for a new appointment. Very exciting. Happy New Year. I am very optimistic and hopeful for the year. So wishing everyone a happy and a healthy Happy New Year.
Frank Aaron.
Yes, congratulations, Michelle and Sharon. I know you guys will do a great job. And I just want to wish everybody a happy and healthy New Year.
Our mayor is not in the room at the time. Our business administrator, Paula Casarelli.
Thank you, President Lombardi. Congratulations. Congratulations, Vice President Carmichael as well. And thank you to our former council president. A lot of pressure on the president position. I just would like to say we're going to continue. We're working on the budget. As you can see, you just voted on our capital, fully cash. This is cash that the township has been very fiscally responsible and is able to purchase these items without having to bond. So that is what you just voted on first hearing. So thank you for that. We will continue. The administration will continue with getting more grants. The governor just announced a local registration improvement grant, which is up to $100,000. We were awarded $92,000 last year, and we're going to continue along changing out our lights from sodium vapor lights to LEDs in our sports facilities. And there's another grant out there. It's the Local Efficiency Achievement Program grant that is to have local government entities enter into shared services agreements. So it's about kicking off that effort and supplying the funds in order to do that. So that's what we're going to head toward, and we're working on or have worked on the 2026 budget. So that'll be ready to go for introduction in March and hopefully adoption in April. And a happy new year to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our attorney, Raj Kumar.
Just a happy new year to everybody. No other comments. Thank you.
Well, this is the downside of being here, because everybody says everything before they get to me now.
Exactly.
But anyway, thank you so much for your leadership skills, Dennis, in the last year. Congratulations, Sharon, to being the vice president. And congratulations to all of our volunteers in town. You are what makes this town a wonderful town to live in, our volunteers. Thank you, everyone, and I look forward to leading with honesty, integrity, and doing what is right for the Piscataway people in our town. Thank you. Do you have anything to say, Township Clerk? You sure? You can. That's okay. All right. We'll now move on to our agenda session for January 20th meeting, 2026. On the agenda for the next meeting will be an ordinance for the second reading, amending Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 6, General Regulations, open to the public resolution adopting ordinance. Do we have any questions or concerns? Ordinance second reading, amending chapter 7, traffic, section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets. Open to the public resolution adopting ordinance. I believe we received all the information and had the first reading on that one. Do we have any questions or concerns? Ordinance second reading, fully funded $1,235,000 sewer utility, various sewer utility improvements. Open to the public resolution. It will be an adopting ordinance. An ordinance second reading, fully funded $3,915,374 to $3 million from capital surplus fund and $915,374 from capital improvement fund, various capital improvements. It will be open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Do we have any questions or concerns from council? Ordinance first reading, amending chapter 7, traffic, section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets. It will be a resolution adopting ordinance. Questions or concerns? Resolution authorizing settlement agreement and general release, Township of Piscataway and New York SMSA Limited Partnerships doing business as Verizon Wireless. It will be a resolution authorizing purchases from various vendors. Questions, concerns? Resolution authorizing calendar year 2026 and 2027 RECR approvals. Questions or concerns? Seeing none, I'll move to number 18, which will be open to the public for our remote attendees. For each public comment portion for remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now open to the public for our remote attendees.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
We're now closed to the remote attendees. We'll now open to the in-person attendees. Anyone wishing to speak, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis Avenue. I finally got awarded the Purple Heart. I am now 100%. No taxes going to Piscataway. I'm done with that. After a lifetime. And yet, property maintenance is not working for us. Not. Just in my neighborhood alone, there are so many ordinance violations. It's ugly. Ugly. Anyone who wants to come and visit my house, walk around the lot, take a look at these ordinance violations. Bring it to this council, because as far as they're concerned, my complaint is non-existent. It goes way back, a lifetime, to Mr. Lipinski's time. I made complaint to deaf ears.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else? Seeing none, I'll move to number 20.
If I may, I apologize for not.
Hang on, I'd want to close the public portion. Okay.
I apologize for not being out here. I was masquerading as the deputy clerk. I hope I did everything correctly and there for everybody. And no, you didn't sign your oath of allegiance. It wasn't a second mortgage. So everybody that signed in there, don't worry about it. It's not a second mortgage. I want to thank all the volunteers out there. We're very blessed in this community to have about 1,000 volunteers. The governing body here and myself can't do it all. We rely on a lot of the folks that are out here in the audience. Thank you for all the hard work that you did in 2025. I look forward to all more work you're going to have to do in 2026 to help our keep our community great. So thank you and Happy New Year to everybody.
Okay. Now we will move to number 20, which is an adjournment. I want to thank you all for being here tonight, and I wish each and every one of you a happy, healthy, and peaceful new year. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Have a nice evening and a safe drive home.